First Line Report, news and analysis. Marvin Kalb, CBS News diplomatic correspondent, reporting on the CBS radio network. Good morning. Henry Kissinger is back in Paris, but here in Washington, he has problems. That after this.
True Test Paint Week starts Friday. That means starting Friday, True Test paints will be sold at their lowest prices of the year. Pat Summerall here for True Value Hardware Stores to highlight the savings for you. Starting Friday, you can get True Test standard latex, either interior or exterior paint, for $3.97 a gallon. And you can get better quality True Test Supreme interior latex for just $4.97 a gallon. It's usually $7.98. Or True Test Supreme latex house paint for $5.97 a gallon. It's usually $8.98. How can they do it? Well, you see, True Value Hardware Stores own their own True Test paint factories. So they save money with lower manufacturing and distributing costs and pass the savings on to you with everyday low prices. But starting Friday, you get extra savings. Get True Test paint at the lowest prices of the year during True Test Paint Week starting Friday at the participating True Value Hardware Store near your home. Check the Yellow Pages.
Henry Kissinger opens a new round of secret negotiations with the North Vietnamese today. He's back in Paris, ducking in and out of official limousines, waving and smiling at the press, but saying nothing. He's supposed to win Hanoi's agreement to respect and strengthen the Vietnam Accords, openly violated by both sides in recent months. That would be a rough job under any circumstances. Now, it may be impossible. Most officials, including Kissinger, have been telling reporters in recent days that Watergate has not yet affected the conduct of American foreign policy. It might, but they say not yet. There's obviously another point of view, that Watergate in its many ramifications has already damaged the credibility not only of U.S. policy itself, but of the leaders who make it. Kissinger may learn more about this general proposition in the next few days during his talks with Leduc Tho. Not that Tho, who is after all a polite diplomat, will tell Kissinger what's on his mind about Watergate, but rather that Tho may adopt a policy attitude based upon the assumption of a weakened administration hand. This possibility is very much on official minds here. The morning headlines are filled with stories about present and former Kissinger aides whose phones have been bugged. The lawyers will argue about whether the bugging was legal or not. The aides themselves argue only about the practice. A former aide, Morton Halperin, denounces bugging without any qualification. He is thinking of suing the U.S. government. Another aide, Winston Lord, thinks the government had a responsibility to try to dam up the leaks of stories that could have affected the national security. This is not an uncommon point of view among veterans of the Washington bureaucracy. Just about any means to achieve the end of a leak-proof administration. Either way, Halperin or Lord, the practice of bugging the telephones of White House officials has affected staff morale on the National Security Council, where it has never been very high in any case. It may also have affected Kissinger and his image, but more important, it may have affected his capacity to work. For example, earlier this week, the Senate Appropriations Committee voted 24 to nothing to cut off funds for American military activity in or over Laos and Cambodia. The whole Senate was to have voted today, but it won't, because the White House appealed for a delay. Worry that a Senate vote on the day Kissinger begins talking with the North Vietnamese could hurt Kissinger badly. Not only Kissinger, but the chances of getting the Vietnam Peace Accords to work. Another worry focuses on U.S. financing of Thai troops in Laos. Yesterday, the State Department produced what it called a legal justification. It was based on the notion that Thai troops who fight in Laos can be paid by the U.S. if they are called local forces under the command of the Royal Lao government. If the Thais in Laos can be called local, can the North Vietnamese in Laos be called local too? It's unlikely the administration will buy this equation. Anyway, this is symptomatic of the larger question of Watergate lapping at the very foundations of administration policy around the world. The Senate is sympathetic. Instead of voting immediately on a fund cutoff, it has decided to delay a vote until early June. The administration has thus bought 2 more weeks of time, but no solution. Now this message.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the scene at Fat Clarence's Lightning Diner, where novice cook Norman Quackenbush is up to his ears in hot dogs and pushing customers.
Hey, lady, you poured mustard on my shoe.
Finally, Norman is getting an upset stomach.
Did you say 7 hot dogs and 3 hamburgers?
Poor Norman, he hasn't got any Alka-Seltzer, and now he really needs it.
Oh, lady, who's got change for a $100 bill? Clarence!
Don't find yourself without Alka-Seltzer like Norman Quackenbush.
Now, your local Shell dealers announce Red Tag Days on tires. Outstanding values on all of Shell's belted tires, including Shell's best, the new steel-belted Radial, the finest tire Shell has ever put its brand on. So a goodbye is now a great buy. Shell steel-belted Radial. Get your set now during Red Tag Days at participating Shell dealers.
First Line Report. Have a good day. I am Arvin Kalb, CBS News.